You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here now from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and has an update of the weather forecast. Looks like it's going to finally turn a lot cooler, though last week was, about 5 degrees below average here in Illinois. And I don't know, looks like it's going to get colder this week.
Yeah, you know, I keep trying to remind myself that it's November now. I think I'm lagging behind here by about 6 weeks. It seems like it ought to be maybe mid-September or something. But it is getting cold. I mean, we've got an impressive cold air mass actually coming down from Canada that will settle into the northern plains and parts of the Midwest as we get into the end of this coming weekend and into early next week. And it's definitely going to be winter-like. We'll probably have some significant snow that will precede the cold, maybe impacting parts of maybe the Dakotas, Iowa, part of Nebraska, and then over to Michigan and parts of Wisconsin. We may see some snow showers further to the south, but it probably won't be a very significant event. But the temperatures, well, they will bottom out in the single digits and teens across the Dakotas and Minnesota, and the heart of the Midwest will certainly be in 20s, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some teens occur in some of the northern parts of the region as we get into the early to middle part of next week. Now, this is an air mass that's still a week away, so we have to be careful not to just buy into the pure model data. There's a pretty good chance that the air mass will be somewhat moderated from what's being advertised. But nevertheless, it'll still be the coldest week of our season, I think.
I see by the forecast and by the radar that the rains that were expected to come into the Delta region in southern Illinois have arrived today. Will they dump very much?
Well, I think it kind of depends on location. There will be a fair amount of moisture there, but not nearly as much as what has occurred in Texas and Oklahoma the past couple of days. And if you recall, some of those areas have been very dry. I think the drought that had been occurring in southeastern parts of the Texas panhandle into southern Oklahoma and north central Texas in the last few weeks has probably been as intense as anything we saw earlier in this year and on into past years. But they did pick up on the amounts running 3/4 inch to 2 inches out that way, and the winter wheat crop is now at least has a much better chance of establishing in those areas. For the Delta, though, indeed it is raining now. It probably will continue to rain for a while yet for the next 24 hours, probably some light to moderate amounts. So I think a half to maybe 1.5 inches of rain will occur down that way, and the rest of the Midwest will probably be left out. I think we'll see a little bit of precipitation across the northernmost parts of the region, but any areas from Missouri into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio will probably be free and clear of meaningful precipitation for a while.
As we make our way through our last minute, the southern hemisphere.
Well, it certainly looks like Brazil is trying desperately to come out of its drier bias. We've seen some scattered showers here recently. The rains are still below average, and they still need to see a much more organized rain event take place. And it's going to be hard to come by for a while, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will be a routine, and this situation will get much better. Argentina had a big soaking across the heart of their corn and soybean production areas last weekend, and they're looking very good right now, with the exception of a few spots in the northwest, which are still dry. And then we're still worried about parts of Australia, of course, with their drought going on in the eastern parts of the country. That will be ongoing for some of their cotton and sorghum crop there.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. That, of course, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.